Children, till now you enjoyed your beautiful rhyme. Shall we learn the meanings of some new words now?
Glossary.
Trail.
Animal's track, pathway.
Trunk.
The long nose of an elephant.
Gay.
Happy.
Children, let us answer some questions now.
How are the elephants walking?
How do the elephants feel when they walk and play?
What does holding hands mean?
What is that poet talking about? Children, now let us read and enjoy a small story, The Rabbit and the Mouse.
Once upon a time, there was a rabbit. It lived in a forest. It was very proud, as it was a fast runner. One day, it made fun of a mouse that also lived in the forest.
"You cannot run fast," the rabbit said to the mouse. "You see, your legs are small. They are smaller than my legs. My legs are longer. I can run faster," added the rabbit.
The poor mouse had a friend.
The friend looked just like the mouse. The friend mouse knew what the rabbit had said. It said, "Very proud, we will teach the rabbit a lesson."
Next day, the rabbit met the mouse. Again, it teased. "Ha ha ha, you cannot run fast, can you?" The mouse replied, "Sir, you say you can run fast.
If you are so sure,
can you bet that you can beat me in a race?"
The rabbit laughed at the mouse. "What? Beat you in a race?" The mouse asked, "Are you ready for the bet?" "Tell me, what is the bet?" the rabbit asked.
"Rabbit asked, a large meal of onions."
"Agreed," the rabbit replied. "We will run a race tomorrow from the forest pond," he said.
Next morning, the rabbit and the mouse met at the forest pond. They began the race. Who do you think will win the race? The rabbit or the mouse?
The mouse and the rabbit started running. The rabbit was sure he would win the race. He let the mouse take the lead in the race. The mouse was in the lead. The rabbit picked up speed. He ran. "I will overtake this little mouse in no time," he thought. But where was the mouse? The rabbit could not see it anywhere.
The rabbit reached the winning post. He thought, "I won the race." But the mouse was already there, standing and smiling at the winning post. It waved its hand in joy.
The rabbit was gasping, but the mouse was fresh and active. The mouse said, "Dear friend, I reached the winning post first."
"But you are doubtful about my win, aren't you?"
"Shall we race back to the forest pond again?"
The rabbit agreed. He was confident. "I will not fail," he thought. Again, they started running.
The rabbit ran faster and faster and reached the forest pond. He thought he won the race. But the mouse was already there before the rabbit reached.
This time, the rabbit invited the mouse for a race again.
The mouse agreed. They ran. The result was the same. The rabbit was mad with anger.
Now, the rabbit had to treat the mouse with an onion meal as the mouse won the race.
The rabbit looked here and there to invite the mouse for the meal. But there was no mouse.
On the other side of the forest, two little mice had an onion meal. They looked alike. They said, "Pride leads to falling."
The friend mouse said to the mouse, "You started the race well." The mouse said to the friend mouse, "And you finished it very well."
They shook their hands happily.
The rabbit did not know how he lost the race.
Children, till now, we heard a beautiful story. Shall we learn the meanings of some new words now?
Glossary.
Proud.
Thinking high of oneself.
Beat.
win.
Pond.
A small lake.
Take the lead.
Be ahead.
Overtake.
Catch up with and pass.
Picked up.
Increased.
Treat.
Feed.
Finished.
Completed.
Children, now let us answer some questions.
How did the rabbit teach the mouse?
Why did the mice want to teach the rabbit a lesson?
What was the bet on the race?
Why did the rabbit allow the mouse take the lead?
What was the secret of the mouse's victory?
Children, now listen to the story, The Rude Peacock. Once, there lived a very rude and selfish peacock who always boasted of his colorful feathers and attractive looks.
Every morning, he would go out to the river bank, stand there for a while and see his reflection in the water. He thought of himself to be the most handsome bird in the entire animal kingdom. One day, the peacock saw a crow on the river bank. He looked at the bird, turned his face away and said rudely, "What a dirty bird you are! Your feathers look dull. You are as black as coal. Nobody will marry you." The crow replied, "Your feathers are surely beautiful, but you cannot fly high up in the sky. Look at me. My feathers are dull, but I can fly. Hunters cannot harm me." The peacock realized the truth. He never boasted of his feathers later. Children, have you enjoyed the story?